Good evening, everyone. In our Halacha Gems learning tonight, we continue with the dinim, the laws of answering Amen. And tonight we discuss if a person who hears someone else reciting a bracha, someone else is saying a blessing, whether or not I, who am listening, or anybody who's listening, has an obligation to answer Amen, or is it just considered a harezeh meshubach? Is it considered just a praiseworthy thing for a person to do? Very important machlekes that is mentioned by the Beis Yosef and our Chaim, that this is a dispute between the Rambam and the Torah. How is it that we tepaskin lahalacha? What is the final ruling? Whether or not the obligation to say Amen is in fact an obligation, or whether it's considered just a praiseworthy thing to do. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Aleph, Halachot Gimel, that if one hears a Jew recite a bracha, any bracha, and even if he did not hear the entire bracha, maybe just only heard the end of the bracha, and even if he himself was not obligated in this bracha, just it was that he heard him say this bracha, or parts of the bracha, so nevertheless, that person, writes the Rambam, is mechuyev, is obligated to answer Amen. However, the Beis Yosef understands the Torah and our Chaim to be saying that answering Amen is not obligatory, is just something that's considered praiseworthy and of great merit. It's auspicious and certainly deserving of our utmost attention. But the difference in differentiation between something that's mechuyev, an obligation, versus something that's praiseworthy is what the Beis Yosef understands the Torah to be saying. That's not an obligation, but rather is a meshubach. It's considered praiseworthy. Nonetheless, sof kol sof, there are, the Shulchan Aruch writes authoritatively rules like the Rambam that the Beis Yosef writes, that when a person hears a bracha, there is an obligation to recite Amen, so therefore a person should be scrupulous and careful. And the Bishop Brun has commented to this din in Shulchan Aruch, writes that the obligation, the chiyuv, to respond to a bracha is based on a pasuk in Chumash, pasuk in Parshas Ha'azinu, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hovo Goydel Elokeinu, like we say before davening Mincha every day, like we say before davening Musaf, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Yom Tiv, when I call the name of Hashem, so bestow greatness to our God, Kishem Hashem Ekra. That's what Mishabur says, that the obligation to respond Amen is based on that pasuk. Now you should know that many Rabbanim, many great poskim, author documents and Psak Halacha, they write that a person should be very careful when answering Amen or trying to answer Amen to Brachos. In fact, the Gemara quotes Rav Yossi, the Gemara Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara says that answering Amen is even greater than the person in the world of Schar, than the person is reciting the bracha himself. And not only that, but the Gemara in Shabbos that we had not too long ago in the Daf Yomi in Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis adds that the Shar Gan Eden, the gates of Gan Eden, Garden of Eden, are opened for those who not only answer Amen, but answer Amen with gusto, with strength, with passion, with vigor, with enthusiasm. So we have to be very careful if for those who have not perhaps spent the amount of time answering Amen as one should, to spend time in so doing, and making sure that we kale melech ne'eman, that we affirm that which we're hearing as a bracha. Okay, we'll continue with this topic of Amen. I wish for my family to yours, everybody should have an easy and a meaningful and a pleasant evening.